wage say hustle, baby, know that wage say hustle.
And the wage say hustle, do me.
Yeah. I was once cast away by myself out at sea. Following on the window so far I could see all the way to the end.
Good morning, Olympia. It's Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., just slightly after that. You're listening to the Wage Slave Hustle on KOWA 106.5 Low Power FM. We're going to do a few songs here for you this morning. We're actually going to do the entire Addiction cycle, which is six songs, one in the key of E, one in the key of A, one in the key of D, one in the key of B, no, G, then B, then E. Sorry about that. It's E-A-D-G-B-E. One for each of the strings of the guitar. And the Addiction cycle, as you may have guessed, happens to be a tragedy. I'm an invisible pirate, and I got these songs from my friend Henrietta Lawson. And they're a little thing that she liked to do as frequently as possible, and I've been trying to catch up to how she did things. And so I'm going to start playing these songs quite a lot, in a row, the way they're supposed to be. This week, we don't have our good friend Caitlin here in the Bad Folk Orchestra. Instead, it's just Charlotte and myself. Caitlin may or may not show back up, and we may also have some Josh on the mandolin. We're not sure yet. And there might be some Drew hanging out, being beautiful, because that's what Drew do. Oh. How are you feeling this morning, Charlotte?
I'm awake and lively.
Awake and lively. Is it a good thing for you?
I guess so.
Hooray.
Yeah.
And Drew, how you doing today, Drew?
I'm okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what we like to hear. Hey, Josh, are we recording this? Yeah, that's a beautiful thing in the world. Josh has done a little bit of help setting things up for us. We don't have our normal friend here this morning, Doc. Dr. Rotown Navigate has not had any problems. He's just not here right now. Because of good things happening in his life that we're not taking part in. Now we're going to jump right into Addiction, the tragedy of Jim Crow. This is Seven Generations Wrong in the key of E.
Of crows. Oh, murder Brothers of Rose, yeah. They claim to be ravens. Yeah, and that was just as wrong.
Right, so that's Seven Generations from...
Ow, ow.
Where we get introduced to our friend D-Jim, that they called a crook, and his habit of eating tobacco. Next we're going to do The Blind Cat, which... sort of a discussion of an absurd sort of yoga. It's about a crow learning how to attack cats. It's pretty wild stuff. Oh, addiction drives them to it, you know. It's madness. Which I consider to be a form of yoga, you know. The way I do yoga, it's all about this sort of hot dharma thing where I see what I'm supposed to do when I do it, and I do it intensely. And I make sure all day long that everything I do allows me to keep doing intense things. That's just sort of the way I live. You do yoga at all?
I enjoy yoga. I practice very little.
Fabulous. Yeah, that sounds like a really great sort of balance, as opposed to practicing a lot and not enjoying it very much.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I bet you that's being, yeah.
Random yoga is always very enjoyable.
Random yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Drew, when was the last time you did random yoga?
I don't.
Nice.
Do yoga.
Yeah.
Regularly or randomly.
Fabulous. I think we're going to have to come back to that. And first, we're going to do...
across the waters, yeah, across the San Francisco Bay, he flew to Berkeley. Jim met some other crows, outcasts like him, yeah, rebels in the hills. Like Jim, they were really ravens, yeah. They sat on a fence, scouting a yard filled with treasure. But the yard, it was guarded by a Norwegian mountain cat. Yeah, this cat killed a raven every day. Jimmy knew he watched and he studied. One day Jim flew in, yeah, he painted and he hopped, know that he rolled, yeah, he painted and he hopped, and he know that he rolled, yeah, he painted and he hopped, and he know that he rolled, and he rolled.
Alright, so that's the blind cat. And what we like to call sloppy perfection. Mm. One of the things I've been learning lately as a musician.
And I have to
stand, yeah, I have to stand in as a musician this week because Caitlin's not here. She's our normal musician, and I have to play that role. So as an invisible pirate, I'm doing both. But we have Charlotte to be the Mugester. And so, for all y'all who've been around for the last 3 weeks, I know there's lots and lots of you. We're all still here. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is the Frat House Dog. But before we get to the Frat House Dog, I wanted to go back to the yoga that Drew doesn't do.
A whole lot of talking about not much.
I like defining people by what they don't do.
Drew doesn't fly.
But the words will fly out of his mouth.
That's true.
And yoga is actually a funny word in another language. It means unity or oneness. And so there's this level on which, like on comprehension of yoga, where the ability to speak is proof that you're doing some kind of yoga. Because you have achieved the yoga that allows speech to happen. You have this oneness, this unity of breath and motion and the movement of your lips and your tongue and...
Sounds, lifelike.
Yeah, lifelike. Fabulous. Lifelike yoga. That's what we're trying to do around here at the Wage Slave Hustle. Before we do anything else, we're going to do this. It's called Frat House Dog.
In a frat house yard, there was an old Saint Bernard. He saw the ravens flying. No, he didn't get violent. He sat there all silent. And then he motioned to D-Gen. But he lifted his paw and D-Gen let out a gun. They feel the ends of two smokes. Gobbled one up, bumped the other with his nose, and backed up so D-Jim could come close. Well, D-Jim called the hen, hopped up with a squint, grabbed the butt in a cautious approach. Yeah, D-Jim made it up in the late room, but the taste of strange it was his first roach. Well, the dog said, friend, dog said, friend, I hope you comprehend that now everything has changed. Yeah, you've been a tobacco, and that's fine as far as that goes, but this dream will let me explain. Well, normally barks don't understand dog's words, but well, it's plain that you can hear me. Yeah, it's time to trade habits. Yeah, if you can stand it, let them green buds set your mind free.
Sound you never want to hear in your entire life. That was the sound of my guitar, the sacred guitar, hitting the tabletop.
Oh,
it was rather disturbing, if you ask me. I don't know quite what to do about it. It's not good yoga. I'll tell you that much. A band-aid on it?
A band-aid on it. It's extra cushion.
A band-aid is extra cushion. I kind of like that idea. It sort of works. I'm fiddling. No, it's guitar playing. It's not really fiddling, is it? Yeah, it's a different thing entirely. All right.
So get fiddle.
Yeah. Get fiddling. All right, we'll get fiddling right here. The next song we're going to do is called Upward Spiral. It's in the key of G. And it appears to have a key change, but it doesn't. It's one of those fancy songs.
Well, Jim and his ravens, they all got stuck on that earth. Moved some tobacco. The king sent some million birds. It was an upward spiral, climbing high into the sky. It was an upward spiral. Follow that dog's owner on his runs up to the hills. They had to find the source, they had to get their fill. DJ lost his flock in Mendocino. They flew off chasing that car. He found some pork and ham growing late at night beneath the stars. He took that upward spiral, climbing high into his mind. He never felt so inspired, he never felt so refined. Well, along came a condo, laughed at Jim, nibbling at her. He was quite surprised that DJ was quite unconcerned. Jim asked him about his ravens. The condo offered to help him look. I'll teach you to soar the sky. Listen to me, forget your doubts. And it circled around him. DJM just flapping him on place. He was circling upwards, taking DJM to the edge of space. And upward spiral, climbing high into the sky. It was an upward spiral, higher than he could physically fly. The whole time that he was talking, Jim was stoned, he loved the sound. Oh no, he never even noticed they were higher than the clouds. And then that eagle started laughing. He knew Jim was a memoir, he uncle. The air was too thin for Jim's beagle wingspan, and he plummeted to the ground below. It was an upward spiral, climbing high into the sky. It was an upward spiral, higher than he could physically fly. He never felt so refined.
All right, so that's G, the key of G, done every which way but loose, as upward spiral. Before we
G
get
stands
into
for green.
G stands for gets, actually. Yes. Every acid dealer gets busted eventually. Green, I guess we could do envy, avarice, no. What would...
Every agency deals government corruption eventually.
Oh, sure. But you needed a B.
I always thought it was eat at Dino's, good bagels every day.
Huh?
But that's just my version. I guess everybody has different versions.
Wow, that's magical.
It is magical. Because Dino's is a bagel shop, and there's good bagels every day.
Where is Dino's?
In my imagination.
Nice. Yay.
Definitely.
You know,
the best place.
There are a few more powerful and enlightening yogas than that of the imaginary bagel shop. In fact, if you're out there in Listenerland or Olympia or
your imagination,
one day, sometime from now, in your imagination, listening to a recording of this, I want you to just stop and think about your imaginary bagel shop, Dino's. Get a feeling for it. All right, that's great. The reason I bring that up is because the reason we do everything we do here at the Wage Slave Hustle is because this is the Babylon Refugee Rescue Operation. Henrietta Lawson, when she wrote these songs, she wrote them for a simple and specific purpose. That they would be in the public record and in the public domain at all times to be used by anyone, with the idea hopefully being that nobody could possibly use these things for any reason other than to bring about a school for midwifery that was on a farm where random people could go and barter fair bartering, which is almost, well, it's not like bear fartering. I shouldn't even say that. I feel so silly. but I had to because it was in my mind. Yeah, I guess it's not very ladylike of me. I'll try to keep my keep myself to my better nature. So yeah, the Babylon Refugee Rescue Operation, the whole point to everything we do is to make it possible for a school for midwifery to come into existence on a farm. And so we're just releasing all these songs into the universe because that's what Henrietta wanted done. That's why she gave them to me before she stopped doing what she was doing before. And the next song to go along with that complex, slightly sad story is Branches and Leaves, which is in B minor. This is the point in the tragic tale of Jim Crow that we've been listening to, Jim Crow that we've been listening to, where it becomes a tragedy. Things are about to start to get rough. In fact, you know, if you were listening along, you probably noticed that the condor tricked Jim and took him too high in the air and he plummeted to the ground below. We're gonna catch Jim right now.
So broken by roaches, the old man was done talking. Crash landing, he scavenged and eased his pain. Understood what was spoken by the old man who was smoking as he answered a voice inside the house and explained
I don't know, I can't see. Tell you what, it seems to be an angel fell from heaven with the devil on his back. Broke his far with my tree, breaking out branches and leaves. Now he's calling at my parents, and the parrot's calling back, squawking back, just like I'm calling to you, just like you're squawking at me. I swear they're talking like you and me. You're squawking at me. I swear they're talking like you and me.
All right, and that's the really sad ending of the first half, or the first, what do you call it? That's the crescendo. This is the beginning. This is where we're starting to end the tragedy of Jim Crow. Because this yoga is only 6 songs long, one for each string on the guitar. What we've done is E, A, D, G, B, and E. Because it's a tragedy, our B and our E are going to be in minor chords. Because we did E down on the bottom earlier, now we're going to do it way up top. This is called Adding Diction, the final song in the tragedy of Jim Crow, where it all comes to a big, crazy, squalid end.
Refugees of a drug war, their addiction to the libretto and the score. Five strange souls riding in a car. Parrot, raven, two men, one Saint Bernard. Yeah, stories they told, stranger than the stars. Parrot translating as they drove to a farm. Refugees of the drug war. Five strange souls riding in a car. Yeah. Agents brainwashed, heavily armed, yeah. Going to invade a marijuana farm, yeah. A victimless crime, the law caused all the harm. Refugees of the drug war. Yeah, five strange souls meeting in a field. Four raving crows nibbling the yield. One raving farmer rifle in his arm. Because the other birds swarm. Refugees of a drug war. At the edge of a field, the reaping of the yield. Yeah, farmer chasing ravens, guns blazing. Yeah, DEA in self-defense, mistaken. Yeah, the dealer and his dog with pistol to the claw. Refugees of a drug war. Silence did grow. refugees of the drug war. Adding diction to the libretto and the score.
All right. So there we are. Good morning, Olympia. It's the top of the hour, 9:31. What we've just done for you was the first six songs, or the only six songs, in Ad Diction, the tragedy written by Henrietta Lawson. We are the Wage Slave. We are the Bad Folk Orchestra. Currently, today comprised of Charlotte on banjo, an Invisible Pirate on guitar.
Hello.
Drew on couch. And Josh has been doing some of our technical work. Hopefully you can hear us just fine. Josh isn't in the house right now, but Isis is. And so our sound booth is empty. I hope we sound just fine. I'm sure we do, because Josh is pretty freaking good at what he do. Yeah. So I'm going to trust that. I tried to build a monitor setup using a dollar store radio, and it's not working. I want to give everybody out there a big heads up that the dollar store $1 radios aren't worth the $1. Well, maybe the headphones will be. And it comes with a handy flashlight.
They're pretty.
And they're pretty. It looks like a big bug. It's fancy. It's like a crazy beetle. But this is the Wage Slave Hustle on KOWA 106.5, low power FM. And I think that maybe we should... maybe we should do some KOWA real quick here. We can do some KOWA and then... Ooh, I like that one. Yeah. KOWA! Where would that be? That'd be a... K...
Like the really classic ones, you know, like...
KOWA! KOWA! Drew, you got something?
No. Low power of them.
Say the numbers.
106.5 LPFM.
He said 106.5 RFM.
What were the letters?
K. K-O-W-A.
It's K-O-W-A.
What were the... It's in Canada. This ain't Canada. That's right. KOWA 106.5 low power FM.
Cowboys on wide animals.
K Olympia, Washington.
Oliwa.
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 Oliwa. I had an opportunity yesterday to explain what a colloquialism was to somebody, because I am one of those people who dropped out of college, and so I have this obsessive tendency to use larger words than everyone else, so it sounds like I went to school, or so I can prove that it was a good thing that I didn't go to college, or whatever. And so I use a larger vocabulary sometimes than other people, and I dropped colloquialism on somebody in conversation yesterday.
Is it because you make up more words than most people?
Shakespeareanly, yes. Yeah, I shake that big verbal spear in your face constantly. Ooh.
Cock knowledge. That's a building, actually.
Cock of the walk. That's great. Yeah, and so it's between the hours of 9 and 10 in Olympia, Washington right now on a Tuesday, which means that this is the Wage Slave Hustle on KOWA. So we're going to do the Wage Slave Hustle theme song now. We did a truncated version of the Wage Slave Hustle earlier. Now we will give it its full breadth, scope, and intention.
I was once cast away by myself out at sea, following the wind, oh, so far I could see. I slept under more bridges. postal tube across. I'm wept for joy and well, I'll wept for things I've lost. I'm doing that wish sleeve hustle. Doing that wish sleeve hustle. Baby, doing that wish sleeve hustle. And that wish sleeve hustle doing me.
Doesn't my dollar store radio work?
Your dollar store radio doesn't work because we don't broadcast in stereo, and cheap tuners will often use stereo lock as a cheat for tuning.
Yeah, it's actually a scanner.
Yep.
No.
It doesn't even go.
Last
you can't
technology.
Tune it. It scans for. A scanner.
Yeah, it looks for what it wants, and so that's one of the big.
I do that too.
Yeah, you're just like a cheap dollar store radio sometimes, Charlotte.
Pretty lazy function off of stereo. I'll only look for what I want.
Hallelujah. That's yoga for
so
you.
So American.
You know what?
The American yoga of instant gratification. See, I think that's one of the things. I was talking about
preordained expectations.
Huh?
And preordained expectations.
Yes. So this morning we're going to do some yoga for you on the radio. One of the things that a lot of people really don't, and we have been, obviously, because you can't play a guitar or walk down the sidewalk without being doing yoga while you're doing it. But the coolest thing in the whole world is we're going to do some live Bikram yoga for you, right here. In fact, Drew.
Which yoga?
I can't wait.
Who has been totally joking this whole time about the not doing yoga. He has been in sitting monkey position the whole time up until this point. I've been doing pensive tiger, and it's really my favorite yoga position. And Charlotte, I've been trying to figure out which pose is it that you've been doing here.
I don't know.
That's
perched
the hard...
squirrel.
Ferocious squirrel.
Perched squirrel.
Perched squirrel. Yeah. Charlotte has been
Are
doing
you a
the
squirrel
yoga...
or a perch.
Oh my. Perched squirrel.
Well, I'm not a fish, I don't think.
No, she hasn't been doing fish-shaped yoga positions. She's been doing perched squirrel. And Josh has re-entered. And every time I see Josh, I'm pretty sure that the yoga position that he's trying to hold down is root mass. It's this crazy yoga position that like very few people ever manage to pull off, where they grow their hair out and let it become like roots. And every time I see Josh, his hair is doing this yoga. Some people call it dreadlocks. But I don't see a lot of dread in Josh's demeanor. And so I think that it's more like the root mass yoga that he's doing with his head all the time. And, it's an incredible thing.
Keeps him grounded.
Keeps him grounded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keeps his feet on the ground and keeps his hair grounded in the...
Air.
Wow. Nice. And for all you astrology buffs out there, I'm sure that that was real deep. If you can figure out how deep that really was, And this is the best news I've got all day. Other than we just did the entire addiction cycle for you, which we're going to have very soon available online. The easiest way for you to be able to get it online is going to be for you to send an email to wageslavehustle@gmail.com. That's wageslavehustle@gmail.com. And that's like a period dot, if you're not familiar with how that sort of thing works. If you've never used the internet, and you're listening to the radio, and you can hear me,
you're a strange, strange person.
You are. But I also would recommend that you either... Well, actually, no. I don't think we should sell you. I don't want to pervert your beauty and joy.
Enough shameless promotion.
If you're not using the internet in 2009, it's probably because you made a choice.
We haven't quite done enough shameless promotion yet.
More.
We're going to do just a little bit more because we're going to do the addiction cycle that we just did as a puppet show.
Yay.
And the upcoming summer squash Pan Olympia festival. It's going to be like a 4-day festival, and one of the nights we're going to do this crazy puppet show of the addiction cycle. And the beautiful thing about this is that Bad Folk Orchestra is always comprised of those who show up with instruments and are ready to be part of it. And so what I want to encourage the entire Olympia community and anybody else, you know, people can come from China on this, is to make puppets of crows and ravens. Mm-hmm. We want to have a massive flock of crazy puppets of crows and ravens, you know, the ones that eat cigarette butts, and eventually roaches and learn how to talk to dogs. But we're going to make a dog, and we're going to make a cat, and we're going to make some DEA agents, and an old man, and a young frat boy. And we're going to make those puppets. And a couple of the bird puppets. But we need the flocks to come in. We need the murders of crows to arrive.
Crows!
So please, make puppets of crows. We're going to need... And practice your cawing. Because it's all going to be prepared and produced and then distributed live on the internet for free. For you. So you get to be part of the Bad Folk Orchestra and then get the free recordings of everything you did if you do this. I'm not shamelessly self-promoting. I'm shamelessly promoting you into becoming part of the Bad Folk Orchestra. And, you know, I think that's pretty exciting. I'm pretty happy about the whole idea. I'm getting all riled up. So the beautiful thing that's going on in terms of yoga today, Caitlin's not here because she's gone down to California on the Greyhound bus so that she can go see her grandparents for their 50th wedding anniversary.
Yay!
Her daddy's parents have been married for 50 years. That's a really long time.
That's a lot of patience, understanding, and growth.
Yeah, they know each other really well.
Pug.
Pug? What? Patience, understanding, and growth.
That's great. Drew is now defined for us. We could put plug. Patience, listening, understanding, and growth. Love is not the actual key to a successful, long-standing marriage. Love is a beautiful thing and will grow from patience, listening, understanding, and growth. Or maybe all kinds of, you know, different ways to look at the same thought there. But the reality is that that's how you stay married. Which we get from Drew, our...
Yeah, resident expert in being divorced.
Yeah, Drew is now doing the laughing booty yoga.
I always thought it was like...
It's great. Drew completely just went from sitting monkey to laughing Buddha. And if you're out there in listening land, I really recommend sometime you try sitting monkey into laughing Buddha.
Make sure your inhales and exhales are all aligned, breathing deeply, and that with each action, you take a new breath.
Wow.
From sitting monkey to laughing Buddha.
Not just respiration, inspiration and expiration. That's right. We're trying to inspire you, and we're trying to expire you. Hopefully, it works out just fine. Because it's a tragedy. We don't want anyone to get hurt, but if you do get hurt...
Learn from it!
Please, try to blame us. Please, try. Try really hard to blame us. Because it would really amuse us entirely. Because this is the wage slave hustle, and We don't have...
Blame him.
Do we have what? Do we get workman's comp?
No.
Yeah, this is the wage slave hustle. There is no workman's comp. If you happen to be listening and you hurt yourself somehow because of what we say or do, that's on you. But you can come down here and try to blame us. We're all for it. That'd be fun.
Don't fall down, though. Just, like, don't get hurt. You'll be fine. It's okay.
But we're not trying to jinx you. Yeah, we're really not trying to jinx you. We're just being silly. And it is... We are at... Where is it?
106.5 KWUA Olympia, Washington.
Bad Folk Orchestra. This is the Wage Slave Hustle. We think you're beautiful. We wake up in the morning on Tuesdays and Fridays with one intention and one intention only. It's to come here and make beautiful noises, hopefully. Or at least, hopefully, we're going to make the noises that we feel beautiful about. And to tell you out there that we love you. We do. We are unashamed. We are fearless. We are raging against the dying of the light because we love you.
Darkness sucks, too.
Yeah. We want you to shed your light, shine. Earnestness is perverse to the cynic. That's something that's one of the most important things that Henrietta Lawson ever told me. Is that cynicism, this rotting, cancerous, destructive thing, you know, if you've ever been sitting at dinner and you've just slaved over a beautiful meal for some loved one or another, and their response is some cynical, snarky comment, when you were hoping for a little validation and love, in that moment in time, earnestness would have been perverse to the cynic. Kind of kinky in a good sort of way. And we try to be earnest as much as possible here on the Wage Slave Hustle because we know that it is perverse to the cynic. And cynicism needs a counterbalance. I'm not saying cynicism is wrong. Not that it's bad or anything like that. I'm just saying that because there's so much of it...
It needs a partner to pick it apart.
Exactly. We need something to balance it out. All you know, what do you call it? Happy hipsters or unhappy hipsters or... Or whatever it is that allows you to be so cynical in your daily life. That's why I'm so earnest. It's the importance of being earnest, actually. But I think we're meditating on the most here in a wild sort of way.
Cynics are dogs. No, literally. Cynic means dog-like.
Cynic means dog-like.
Dog-like.
Wow. So all you cynics out there, I just want to thank you so much for trying to be man's best friend. That's just fabulous. It could be that you're not being woman's best friend there.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we're doing the earnestness thing.
Uh-huh.
As this strange shout out in joy and love to all the women out there who thought that the cynicism of the world had drained it of all of its beauty and joy and turned it all into a snarky cartoon of cutout paper on TV that sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. And that's a sad thing that we don't like.
I want some pie.
So what we've decided to do instead is to be as earnest as possible in every way we can.
Because pie's nice.
Soft and gentle. And that's us here at the Wage Slave Hustle. Doing everything we can. In the last couple of weeks, we've performed some songs and done some reading of stories about Canarchy Girl from Tales from Cafe Queequeg, out of which the addiction cycle springs. Because I remember Charlotte was asking me the other day if I could go through this thing with her. I was saying, what song do you want to practice? And she said Wiggle Room, which is one of my very favorite songs that Henrietta ever wrote. Or that I ever wrote. This is the song I wrote about Henrietta. And,
I'd like to tell you a tale about some things that are true. I'll warn you before we sail, and I'm also gonna lie to you. As you take in what I exhale, it'll be inevitably misconstrued. These little fine words always fail for to capture the infinite truth. There's just a little bit of wiggle room between the nighttime and the day. There's just a little bit of wiggle room, won't you let that music play? There's just a little bit of wiggle room between the warp and the weave on the loom. That's just a little bit of wiggle room. Yeah, there was this girl, Henrietta, and you know I'll never forget her. I met her in a train yard. We was trespassing and drinking hard, yeah. We rode them rails, hardcore rovers from Birmingham to Andover. She taught me so many things, like that the universe is made up of strings, and all the strings are wiggling. Now I guess she must have been insane, cause she tried to derail that train. One moment when I turned my back, dropping between the cars like the blood on the tracks. Yeah, the train just kept rolling. 36-inch steel wheels. It's just a little bit of wiggle room between the cradle and the grave. It's just a little bit of wiggle room. Won't you let them chill in this place? It's just a little bit of wiggle room between midnight and the moon. Oh, Henry never left behind a guitar in a case. 3 stories, 14 songs, and the memory of a face. So I sat there in the dark, feeling infinitely small. And I thought of how she used to sing that the universe is made up of strings, and that everything that you see emanates from those strings wiggling. There's just a little bit of wiggle room between the particle and the wave. There's just a little bit of wiggle room between Satan and the saved. You just gotta find some way to celebrate your way through the doom and the gloom. In the beginning was your mom, and everything else is wiggle room. Thank you.
Okay, so that little song there is called Wiggle Room. And, you know, it deals with particle physics a little bit and string theory as some of the more radical theoretical physicists are playing with things now. They went from chaos theory, which was something they could kind of begin to prove that was unsolvable, like way back off the deep end. Like, chaos theory was this beautiful moment when, like, sort of the hard scientists and the mathematicians and the meteorologists, everyone sort of got together for a moment there. The physicists were fine with the mathematicians. There was lions laid down with lambs. There was joy in all the cosmos. What do you call it? The harmony of the spheres was perfect. Like, ringing like a Tibetan singing bowl. And then the mathematicians were like, you know what we should do? We should make it all dumb again. And so they came up with string theory, which is an unprovable thing. The poor physicists were suddenly knocked right back out of the ballpark. They came up with a theory of how everything works that allows for chaos theory that goes deep back into math, into places of unprovability in math, because that's what chaos theory taught us, was that things can't be proven. That life is just a little too complex to actually get right. You know, which is cool. I dig it. And so that's really what Henrietta really taught me about, was that everything in life is a little too complex. Even the closest truth you could possibly tell is still going to be false. That's just a reality. Because we're all broken, faulty, damaged monkey heads. And somewhere in the middle of the back of everything, we're lying. We might get a couple measurements close. But you know, when we built the atomic clock, we figured out that it was wrong. But we had to have the atomic clock to figure out that the atomic clock wasn't accurate enough. We found out, because of the quality of the next measurement, what more measurements need to be done. The better we get at every refinement, the more we learn. We got to keep refining. So I just want to encourage every single one of you out there in listener land, listening to us, doing the wage slave hustle on a Tuesday morning, to just relax. Stress not. You can communicate with us at the wage slave or at wageslavehustle@gmail.com if that's something you want to do. It'd be great if you did, because I have trouble believing you're actually out there.
Yeah, prove your existence.
That'd be neat. That would go. That would fit right into the whole wiggle room theorem that we call a humor theory here.
Is there a prize?
And the prize,
validation.
The prize, if you send us an email at the wage slave hustle, or at wageslavehustle@gmail.com, is that we'll send you back recordings of the music on MP3 for free.
Well, I was once cast away by myself out at sea. Following a window so far I could see all the way to the end. All the way to the end. I could see all the way to the end. All the way to the end. I slept under more bridges. Most folks ever cross. I wept for joy and well, I wept for things I lost. I knew that we'd slave hustle, doing that. We'd slave hustle, baby, doing that. We'd slave hustle, and we'd slave hustle, doing me.
Now 10 o'clock in the morning, so we're gonna wind ourselves up here and say goodbye to everybody in the whole world. I'm an invisible pirate. This is Charlotte. We're doing the wage slave hustle on a Tuesday morning. That there is Drew.
Hello. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Doing sitting monkey again. Josh is doing the yoga of nested roots again, and that's beautiful. And I'm still doing the yoga of pensive tiger. And
I'm in Perched Squirrel.
Perched Squirrel Charlotte. We're saying goodbye out there in listener land. This is KOWA 106.5 Low Power FM. We think you're beautiful and we are out of here.
Womp womp womp.